everything Christmas, treetime.com.
I love that. Who doesn't love that? I mean, that makes you feel like Christmas, and so does this lady, Lori Kane of Treetime Christmas Creations. Hi, Lori.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, it must be such a good feeling that you're walking down the street, you're anywhere in Lake Barrington or anywhere else, and people look at you and they must smile, because here's what happens. People make associations, right? And they associate you, perhaps, I think, I hope, with what you have inside your store is not the right word. I'm not sure, because it's giant. It's massive. How many Christmas trees do you have there?
Well, we have a huge forest of trees, and there's like over 200 styles. So we have all different sizes and shapes and different colors and different lighting styles. And so there's actually a lot of trees to choose from. So we hope we can get a tree that you really love.
Yeah, we're talking about artificial trees, but we're talking about much more than that. We're talking about ornaments. We're talking about everything, you tell me. I mean, everything that goes along with Christmas, right?
Yeah, so you can come here and you can get your ornaments, you can get picks or florals or branches to put in and decorate the tree. You can get tabletop things, you can get bags to store your tree in. You can get most everything you need to decorate your home for the holidays. So,
except I have good news and bad news. Now, the bad news is, I understand, Santa made his last appearance. It's understandable due to his schedule. And he was there apparently this morning or yesterday morning, and that's it for the but. I've got good news. On December 24th, between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock, Santa is going to be right here on the radio on WGN. And, you know, it's not easy to get that. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of tough interviews before. We've had Fauci on the show a couple weeks ago, and I just talked to him. He wants to do it again when he can. He's kind of busy right now. I understand that. I mean, we've had great gets, as we say, but that's the top of the list, to talk to Santa Claus. And when, I'll tell you, everything at Tree Time does feel like Christmas. There's no doubt about that. And you have all of these, the variety you describe of artificial trees. How does one know to make, sometimes maybe it's space, sometimes maybe it's cost, sometimes, I guess, personal preference. I like this color or that color. So what are some things people should think about aside from what I just said and or look for? And for those who have historically said, by golly, I want a real tree. What are advantages of getting, and that's how they say it, just like that. What are the advantages of getting an artificial tree?
Well, Steve, one of the things that you mentioned, when you're out shopping for an artificial tree, I'll just talk about when you come to shopping. The most important thing is to understand your space requirements, because, the tree needs to fit in. A lot of people don't want to rearrange their whole house to have the tree. So, it's easiest for people. And once you understand your space requirements, we can help you. So we can say, if you want a 7.5-foot tree, which is the most common size because your ceiling is 8 feet, and then your space, maybe it's 52 inches wide, like for the diameter of a circle, we can help you get a tree that fits that, because it's really important that your tree fit. It's kind of like getting a sofa that's too big. That's just not a good thing. So once you understand your size, and then also we show you different trees, and you can look at those tree outlines, and people have preferences. So they might not understand it at first, but when you show them a couple trees, they'll definitely say, I like this style better. And then from there, we can start to show you trees that are that similar style. And once you understand your style, you can't unsee it. It's kind of funny. People come in and they're like, oh, I don't know. But once you see it, it's like, oh, I get it. So that's one of the things we do. And then your second part of the question was, why would you want an artificial Christmas tree? Well, I think the most of our customers is the ease of use. So you don't have to water it. It doesn't drop needles. They aren't messy. If you get a pre-lit tree, you just pop it in, plug it in, and away you go. And also, I think some of the customers, if they want their tree up a long time, the artificial is the way to go. So some people like to, set their trees up early so they can, after they put all that work in, and they want to have time to enjoy it. So the artificial Christmas tree really allows you to set it up like I set up my tree for Halloween. I decorated it for Halloween, and I've had it up the whole season to enjoy. So those are some of the advantages of an artificial tree.
Who doesn't have a Halloween tree? Of course you
have. Of course I have a Halloween tree. It's actually really fun. Because, you know, when you have the tree, it kind of gives you that mood lighting, and you can kind of turn the lights down and relax and enjoy your tree. And so, heck, I started doing that before Halloween. So,
environmentally friendly. I mean, those are two words that are really important these days. I don't know. Let's say you and I were talking on the radio 10 years ago. It would be a different conversation, I think. But I think today people also want to do what's right for the environment.
Yes, that's definitely a factor, and we all need to start to consider that. So it's good because you can reuse this tree every year, and you're not cutting down a tree every year. And so these artificial trees can, you know, be reused, and then you can even sometimes take them to a secondhand place, and someone else can use them after you as well. So
How long are they good for? I mean, if you take proper care, and incidentally, what is proper care, can they be kept around for, I don't know, 20 years, 150 years and passed on? Or is it more like a year or two or three?
Well, so the tree structures generally last at least 10 years. So that's just like the structure of the tree. And we make our trees with steel structures and stuff. So those are pretty sturdy. So those last. So in order to get the most use out of your lights, you just need to do proper light maintenance. So if you have an incandescent tree, some of those light bulbs, incandescent light bulbs, you know, eventually do burn out. So the secret is to, as the light bulbs burn out, to change those light bulbs. Because what happens is if too many light bulbs burn out, it stresses the remaining light bulbs, and they take more power, and they burn out faster. So that's what we tell everybody is the real secret to the longevity of your lights is making sure that you replace burned out bulbs. And we really recommend you do it at the end of, you know, you do it throughout the season, but at the end of the season, make sure you replace them before you put it away. So when you're ready next year, you put your tree up and it's ready to go.
Yeah, nothing worse than light bulbs under stress. I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
Is Patrick really your brother?
I wish he was.
Patrick Kane is not your brother?
He is not my brother, but I would sure be happy if he was.
Where is Tree Time Christmas? Where are you located?
We are out at 22102 Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. So come on out and see us. We love to see our customers come get in the Christmas spirit, just walk around the showroom, look at the lights, and enjoy with their families. So come on out.
All right. Give me that address one more time.
22102 Pepper Road, Lake Barrington.
Go Blackhawks. Happy Christmas.
Yes. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you, Lori Kane.
All right. Thank you.
I love talking to her. You know why? She has such a great sense of humor, and she tolerates me.